Well, hello there. Welcome to a new podcast. Some of you are people who have listened to my previous podcast called Otherwise. If that's you, I appreciate you listening to that and being a faithful listener of that podcast for so many years. It is over for the time being because there are some new things that I feel like I'm being prompted and invited to do. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode today. The first of a brand new series of conversations that I feel like are really important. But to talk about today, I want to start from the beginning. And the beginning is probably 2017, 2018, somewhere around there. In that time, as a person who enjoys writing, I'm always tinkering with something and putting some things on the page. And what I began to write about was something that was very deep and very important to me. And that is, I go through these stretches probably every 6 weeks or so where I feel like I just need to change everything. Whether it's a routine or a habit or grow facial hair or whatever that might be. And there's this restless feeling in me that this just needs to change. And as I thought about that, I also thought how that applies to other areas of life. And not just mine, but other people that I had talked with and spent time with. Things like the restlessness around their career, their relationships. I know people in church work who every 6 or 8 months or so go and look at the job boards from the school they graduated from or the online listing of open ministries and say, I'm just looking to see what's out there. But really and truthfully, and I admit this because I do it, I did it, I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to do it that way. And the thing that I was looking for was, I'm just restless where I am. I feel like something might need to change. And as I began to think about it, what I noticed was restlessness is probably the most common human experience we have, and it happens in every area of our life, from our relationships, to our work, to our inner world, to our faith. Sometimes we come to those faith crisis moments and we think, something needs to change here. Maybe the practices that have brought me life before now feel dry. And I can't really continue in this way, the way I used to go. And so I started writing about it. I started writing about my own experiences. I started writing about where I saw restlessness in Scripture. I started writing about how I saw it show up in people with whom I had been able to walk as a spiritual director, who asked questions like, I just don't know that I can do what I used to do, but I have no idea what to do now. And the phrase that came to my mind as I thought about that was a phrase that I think is popular to bartenders, which is, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. It's about, you need to move on, but you can't, it doesn't matter where you go, you just can't stay in this particular place. But I would change it ever so slightly and say, in seasons of restlessness, we know we can't go back to the way things used to be, but we also can't stay here. So I wrote a bit on that and put together some things and said, hey, let's see if this is something that the world wants. And if you're a creative person, if you're a person who writes books or poetry or screenplays or whatever, can I just say, this is the thing that gives me life so much more than anything else, which is just, sometimes you just need to make the thing and see what happens. And yes, it's pouring in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and late nights, and extra coffee, and all of that. You're pouring your whole self into this. And you're so protective of it and so worried that it's not going to come to anything. But ultimately, the thing that makes us grow as creators, as writers, as speakers, as parents even, or take it to any other profession or work that we do, is just, let's try something. Let's put this out there and see what happens. And so I wrote some stuff. I put it together, put it out there to see what would happen. And what happened was nobody wanted it. No publishers wanted to publish it, which is fine. It happens. And this is not a woe is me kind of story. So I put it in like a digital drawer. And I just said, well, maybe one day we'll come back to it. And so 2017, 18, 19, And then 2020 happens. And at the, I don't want to beat this to death because I think we've talked so much about pandemic, but ultimately anything that happens from now forward to any of us, if it's personal, if it's spiritual, if it's human, is going to have something to say about the 2020 to 2021 window when we were processing COVID-19. And during that time, the restlessness came back to me. And it came back with force. And it came back because of some serious things we were dealing with. We were dealing with a significant mental health crisis in our family. I was dealing with two eye surgeries that I didn't expect to have. And we were dealing with changes in jobs, changes in hours in our family. And what happened was everything that was in theory, as I wrote about it in 2018 and 19, suddenly became things that were very much about practice. How do I live with this? How do I live within it? What do I do with it? And the big question was, is God in the middle of any of this? And so I pulled the manuscript out of the digital drawer and went back to it. And I found new stories and I found new life. And it ultimately became the book, The Gift of Restlessness, and Spirituality for Unsettled Seasons. And that book will be coming out at the end of April. And it's a blessing and a privilege to be able to ever publish something. The fact that this is coming out is very much the same. And so I thought I wanted to have some specific conversations about this idea of restlessness, what it means to me, what it might mean to you, and ultimately where we find the divine in the middle of it, where we find God in the middle of it. And so ultimately what I talk about in the book is that restlessness is an irritated or unsettled season that plants us right in the present tense. We can't go back and we have no idea what forward looks like. So we're just sitting in the present tense. And that present tense becomes a wilderness for us. It becomes a place where all of our typical ways of dealing with life and stress and others and God are completely stripped away. And it's a place where we're invited to go and stay and to learn something, to let the wilderness be our teacher. We're invited to meet God there. And the story that helps us most with that, I think, is the story where Jesus is baptized. He's called the Beloved, in whom God is well pleased, which is true not only of Jesus, but also of the rest of us, all of us. And then he immediately goes to the wilderness, and it says in the text that Jesus was led to the wilderness. It wasn't his idea. And restless seasons for us are never our idea. It's not something that we want to do. It's something that we're led into by circumstances and time and events outside of our control. And so Jesus is led there and he's tempted to fight it. And I found myself feeling the same way about 2020, about restless things that came up during that time. I was tempted to fight it. Can you fight against this? Can you deal with it with a lot of skill? Are you spectacular in the way you process your struggle and your challenge? Can you do all of those things? And ultimately, these three temptations that Jesus has offered, what Henry Nouwen calls the temptation to be powerful, to be relevant, and to be spectacular, ultimately, they all result in the same response from Jesus. And I would summarize it this way. There's something bigger going on here, so I'm just going to stay. And so he just stays in that wilderness. And Mark says that Jesus was with the wild beasts and the angels attended to him. He was between things that could kill him and things that give him life. To me, that sums up the journey of our restless seasons. And I believe that restlessness can be a gift. It can be something we listen to. It can be a place where we learn new things about God, about ourselves, and about others, if we're just willing to stay. And so this book is really built on some key questions, key human questions that we ask all the time. And they're very basic, but they are the places that generate the most restlessness for us. Things like, where do I belong? Do I have a purpose? Is there enough of whatever? Is there enough love? Is there enough relationship? Is there enough money? Is there enough food? Is there enough time for me? Can I be rescued from darkness? Can I be safe? Can I be protected from things that could destroy me? Those are the questions, the most human questions we ask, and they also generate the most restlessness that we experience in our lives. And so I built the book on those questions. And interestingly enough, the Lord's Prayer, this prayer that Jesus teaches his disciples, is also built on those questions. And so it's almost an answer to all those very, very human questions. And so we walk through those together in the course of the book. And my hope with this book is to do a couple things. One is just to give you permission to live in your own restlessness, to know that there's a goodness there if you would go and look for it. So that's the first thing. The second thing is to be able to frame conversations, how you talk about the restlessness you experience related to God, to yourself, and to other people, so that you might be able to embrace your restlessness, so that you might be able to become the kind of person that the divine intends for you to be and has given you to be. And ultimately that you might find new ways of living in the meantime. So the book is available now for pre-order. And if you have not done that, if you would be willing to do that, I would really appreciate it. It helps the book get out into the world a little quicker. It helps people see it. It helps people know that this is something that's interesting. It might be interesting to them because it's interesting to you. But more than that, I also want to give you something if you're a pre-order person. So if you pre-order the book and then go to my website, caseytigrett.com, there's a place where you can register where we'll give you some free things, some free stuff that's related to the book. And ultimately, whether you pre-order it, whether you order it at all, whether you borrow it from a friend, whatever you might do, my prayer is that through this conversation coming out into the world, through this podcast, through the book, through all the things that are going to come along with this in the next month or so, that you would come around your restlessness with grace, that you would know that God is available, the divine is available and present in the midst of places where you would never, never believe that that was true. And ultimately, that restlessness is a gift. And then if you receive it, who knows what might happen to your life. So thank you for listening to this. There are conversations yet to come with friends of mine, some of them who endorsed the book, and they're going to talk about what they engaged with most. Some of them are just people that I feel are able to speak about restlessness in a way that's compelling and powerful. And so I hope you'll join me for those conversations in this new podcast. And if you want to share this with somebody, share it with somebody that you might know who you think might enjoy it. I would really, really appreciate that. This podcast is recorded in my basement at my house. Usually it might also be recorded in the backseat of my car, depending on how much noise is going on in the house. And the music that is attached to this podcast is made by my dear friend, Robert Evans. And so if you haven't seen his music, I'll put a link out there so you can check out the stuff that he's making. But thank you to Robert, and thank you to you for listening. I'm looking forward to the conversations moving forward and helping us all come to terms with the fact that restlessness is a gift. Peace, friends.